The Quandamooka people are the caretakers of the lands and waters surrounding Moreton Bay, including Minjidaba, Terengari, North Stradbroke Island, Mulgumpin, Moreton Island, the southern Moreton Bay Islands, and Nandibi, Cleveland. The name Quandamooka refers to the collective identity of three primary clans, the Noongar, Noonuccal, and Gurrumpal. In late 2024, Quandamooka artists participated in a workshop on Minjidaba Terengari with Magpie Goose owners Amanda Heyman and Troy Casey. The resulting concepts and designs became part of the Quandamooka collection, a collection rich in stories of ancestral knowledge, ancient techniques, cultural resources, and sustenance. Over the next year, the Quandamooka collection will expand to include more artists. It is anticipated their designs and stories will be showcased as part of this exhibition. Artists: Kieran Bunna Anderson, Mahala Burns, Belinda Close, Alyssa Jane Carmichael, Sonia Carmichael, Casey Coolwell Fisher, Kyra Mangtalo, Dean Binken Tyson. Quandamooka is known for its sand islands, tidal wetlands, mangroves, eucalyptus and melaleuca forests, sacred freshwater lakes, and abundant marine life. For thousands of years, the Quandamooka people have lived in deep relationship with this saltwater country. The colonial history of what became known as North Stradbroke Island began in 1825 with the establishment of the penal colony at Amity Point, a pilot station that marked the start of European settlement. Tensions soon escalated, leading to a significant act of resistance remembered as the Battle of Aranarawai, or Big Creek. In 1843, German Catholic missionaries set up the Maiora Mission near Dunwich, where children from all over were forcibly sent. The Queensland government established the Benevolent Asylum in the township of Dunwich, where Aboriginal people were segregated and employed in low-paid roles under harsh conditions. Through the 1940s to the 1960s, the fight for equal wages gained momentum as Quandamooka workers joined a broader national movement demanding fair treatment. From the 1950s to the 1970s, Aboriginal families began moving into the one-mile community closer to Dunwich's town centre, reclaiming their place on country and laying the foundation for cultural and political resurgence.